The end of the road is getting closer for petrol and diesel cars in the United Kingdom. The British government has banned the sales of cars with traditional internal combustion engines from 2040. So could the switch to electric work here? The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been finding out.
Bentley, Rolls-Royce, Aston Martin, Jaguar, Rover. British car brands that are household names, known for their fuel-hungry internal combustion engines. 2040 might be 23 years in the future, but British Environment Secretary Michael Gove says that's the deadline, or the end of the road, for sales of new British cars to go totally electric.
We have to get rid of petrol and diesel cars off our roads if we're going to make sure not only that we deal with the health problems that air pollution causes, but also that we meet our climate change targets. And the good news is that the car industry is already moving in this direction.
The growing hum of electric motors is not exactly music to the ears of Andy Palmer, chief executive of Aston Martin. He sees a few potential spanners in the works.
If you don't have the wherewithal to pay for it, then as a statement or as a policy, it's absurd.
Even so, the British move has been applauded, and motoring writers like Maria McCarthy agree it's significant.
So there's a big global shift really at the moment towards electric cars, both in terms of incentives for buyers and also setting a stake in the ground and banning the sale from a certain point.
The British ban on petrol and diesel cars also covers the currently popular hybrid models, something that will change the strategy of big manufacturers, and a move that Maria McCarthy describes as hardcore.
That really surprised me, actually, because Volvo made an announcement recently that it wants all its cars to be electrified from 2019. And what it meant by that was to have an electric component, either be fully electric or be a hybrid. So, you know, actually taking the step to ban a hybrid, it's very sort of hardcore.
Investors are already factoring in the rise of electric cars and the demise of internal combustion engines, says London stockbroker Ben Kumar.
You know, there are certain sets of investors that are very happy to see it, and they're the kind of investors that feel like they're ahead of the curve. People who've invested in companies like Tesla. You know, Tesla's share price has been on a tear for the last few years. As investors, at least, have tried to position ahead of the revolution, trying to get ahead of the fact that oil is not here to stay.
So if conservative Britain can go electric by 2040, what about Australia? Environmentalist Michael Lord of Beyond Zero Emissions says this is no electric dream.
It really could happen in Australia. In fact, we think it could happen sooner. Our research shows that if we switch to electric vehicles in just 10 years from today, it would actually be cost neutral for Australia. That means it could save as much as it costs. And that's because electric vehicles are cheaper to run and they're cheaper to maintain.
Tony Webber, chief executive at the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries, has welcomed the British move, but says the technology is still being refined.
European governments are looking at providing the industry with 23 years to adjust. We think that's a very good idea because it gives a number of model cycles to address all the issues. There's a lot of work being done in R&D around the world on many different types of technology to go to low emission vehicles, and to have 4 or 5 model cycles between now and the implementation of such a target is a good idea.
But Michael Lord says that despite the extreme distances in Australia, an electric motoring world is more than just possible.
The range of electric vehicles is getting so much better. So a Tesla can drive 500 kilometres without being charged. There was a bus that was actually being made now in Geelong by a company called Avast that drove from Melbourne to Sydney. That's about 1,000 kilometres on a single charge. So electric vehicles have arrived and they're ready, they're already there, capable of taking over regular diesel and petrol cars.
But 2040 doesn't mean there won't be petrol or diesel cars on British roads. With traditional cars having a typical lifespan of 15 years, those non-electric models could still be touring British roads or stuck in traffic jams for more than a decade after the electric deadline.
The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan there.